This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday as more news from the NFL comes down as coaches are being moved. Some GMs are being moved. Mm-hmm. Some GMs are coming for interviews. Mm-hmm. Some coaches are coming for interviews. Multiple, you know, guys who've had interviews before. Some to satisfy a rule.
Yeah, there's a rule that needs to be satisfied.
There's a rule to be satisfied. Yep. So that happens a lot around this time. We understand that. The Falcons are interviewing GM candidates and I guess head coaches. Who's doing the interviewing?
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I was going
to. I'm just curious because yesterday was one of the – I mean, right. they do have a new president, a new Rich McKay.
Right. Greg Beatles.
Yes. So Greg could be doing it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Greg could be doing it, or it's kind of be one of those back channeling because the job has not been officially offered to somebody. Hey, I need you to interview this guy, this guy, this guy.
Here's the questions I want to ask.
Because if you, for me to take this job, I need you to do this. Here's the questions. I'm going to type some up. I have a. My assistant types some questions up for you.
Feel free to put your own spin on it.
Yeah, that's why. I was like, well, who interviewing all these
exactly
people?
Exactly what I thought, you know, when I saw this yesterday.
Yeah, man. But it's
Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham is Atlanta's first GM interview. Now, it's only a request, right?
Yes.
So that's got to be a couple days.
Yeah.
Where you get the request in, and they're like, yeah, sure.
Who's requesting?
They got secretaries.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they fired everybody. No. That's the firms.
Yep.
The firms can request.
Yes.
The firms can request them, and then they're like, yeah, we'll do it, and then they'll be like, all right, well, we got schedules. Here's our Google calendar, and then we'll get you on there, and then hopefully by then we'll have somebody who's the president of football operations to conduct the interviews. I do also, we talked about this yesterday. It's going to be hard to interview the coach and the GM at the same time if you want to let one of those people have input on who the other one is.
Correct.
Like, if you're going to want a GM to help you pick the coach, which maybe they don't.
Maybe.
They've never done it before.
They've never done it.
It's always been
separate and then
stuff.
Bring together.
Yep.
And again, as much as we were talking about, it has worked, kind of, you know, because I go back to it. Sometimes
you mean like in other places?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah,
then
yeah,
I go back to what I said before. Just because it worked there don't mean it's going to work here.
That's right.
You know, and so, you know, it's very vital and very important that, you know, you get these hires right. We understand that going forward. And I know Ian Cunningham is a guy who's interviewed for jobs. Mm-hmm. A lot of people around the league think that he's the next guy that's going to get one of these general managers' jobs, paying his dues.
Yep.
Some of the people that he's worked under, hell yeah.
Been under Ozzie Newsome.
Yeah.
Been under Howie Roseman.
Yeah, and so, you know, that always says a lot of things.
In Chicago under Ryan Poles. Yeah. Ryan Poles played college football with Matt Ryan.
And that's
why
I don't understand that part either.
I don't either, but it's true.
Yeah, I know that part, but I'm like,
I know,
because
seeing it
because they know each other. He's going to let you have his
assistant GM. I guess he can vouch for him better or something like that.
Okay, because I don't think Ryan's going to hold somebody back.
No.
taking a job.
You're not going to hold him back. You're not
but I mean, yeah. And so there's that situation right there. I'm sure.
But also, Matt Ryan's not the president yet. So what does that matter?
Yeah. And so it's just all out there, all weird.
Yep.
But I think that, you know, he is a guy that a lot of people, he's going to get multiple interviews this cycle, just like he has the past two. And it's come down. I think I was reading this morning. It was between him and, you know, a couple times he was on the docket, but it took somebody else to steady him.
He's
so
fairly young, too. So that kind of makes sense.
That has a lot to do with it.
He's
also
only around 40 years old.
And then this is what we talked about yesterday as far as who do you look for if Matt Ryan is the GM, is the whatever his title will be. And then we go back to people with experience and everything like that. Do you want to work with Matt? Well, these are young guys that he's going after. He's going after if he's this guy.
Yeah.
Clint Kubiak. Mm-hmm. We know that there's the ties between his pops in Atlanta and all those different things. But I think that, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, get it right. Just get it right. You know, and that's the most important thing to me. I think Kevin Stefanski is a hell of a football coach. I really, really do. I think he got tired of damn Cleveland.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that.
I think
might have been the best game he's had in a couple of years.
I think Cleveland just wore his ass down, man. But
it'll do that.
But as long as you get all these different things, everything is great and dandy, but you ain't got no quarterback.
That's true.
And you can't win this league. I don't give a damn who you got coach. I don't give a damn who you go get hotshot GM. Savior, because Mike Ryan ain't coming back to play quarterback for this organization. So until you get that,
well, I mean, he wants to do multiple stuff.
Yeah,
he wants to be on TV and be the, I don't know what, the TV stuff is interesting to me because I feel like that almost indicates that it's not a president of football operations.
I'm with you. It seems like it's advisory.
Yeah,
yes.
Like you can special advisor to the front office or the owner or whatever, which is kind of what Chris Spielman is in Detroit, right?
Yeah, right.
Although he's pretty involved in everything that they have going on, but he's not the president of football operations.
Right.
I just don't know how, even just from an optics standpoint, you could probably do both. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to undersell it because what the people do on TV, they're very good at. But the reason they're good at it is because of the body of work behind them.
Yes.
So they can talk about football knowledgeably on TV.
Yes.
I don't think it's that hard to go do like a 2-hour show on Sunday on TV for Matt Ryan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think he could probably do both. But I just don't know that you would want him to be.
Yeah,
both,
I wouldn't want
right?
him to
like,
be both.
I need you.
You're running my football. Like Tom Brady isn't. Well, technically he's not.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing. You know, but
also that's not working.
Tom
hasn't worked yet.
Tom's the owner.
Right.
He's owner. He has ownership stake in. And you're talking about like Tom Brady's not employed by the Raiders, is he?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
if you own them, you're not employed. You employ people.
Yeah, well, you would think, right? Like at this point, you know, if Matt does take this job, he will be an actual employee of the Atlanta Falcons.
Right. That's right. That's right. Which would to me mean now the barrier for Tom Brady in his role was he couldn't go to those meetings.
Yes.
Well, Matt's not doing games.
Matt's in studio.
He's in studio,
yes.
So there aren't any meetings anyway. So there would be no issue there. I just think it's from an optics standpoint. If you're president of football operations, you're president of football operations.
Yeah, it makes him like you got to be in the building.
Yeah, I'd like you at the games.
Yeah,
I know you're not doing anything on game day,
right.
But like, so what? I don't know.
Yeah, I would like to see you in the box sitting next to Arthur.
Like the Falcons have had people in their front office for the most part, giving the Falcons their full attention. I do think the Rich McKay thing got a little complicated because he was giving so many things his attention. Maybe he wasn't giving the Falcons as much attention as you would like someone who's in that role to be giving. And now I know Greg Beadles is that guy now, but Matt the president of football operations would be underneath them. Like, if it wasn't Matt Ryan, they wouldn't let the other guy go do TV. You know,
I agree.
Like if it was, you know, some front office person who's like, by the way, I do want your president of football operations job, but Fox also asked if I would help do some of their kickoff stuff.
Right.
No,
you
can't do that.
No.
So, I mean, again, I know different rules for different people. I understand Matt Ryan's franchise legend and all that kind of stuff. And he already works for CBS. But I just feel like pick one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I understand. I mean, and you know, the one thing about it is, you know, he's really good at what he did. He's a really good quarterback. He's really good on TV doing his analyst thing. And now if he does decide to take this job, you know, the track record of him being good. Now, this is completely different than both other things. He had the God-given ability to do the football thing.
Right, right.
You know, he had the wit and all those things to do this TV thing, which he's really good at, by the way.
He is good.
This here is a different animal when you're talking about running a football team. It just is. It's a different thing. That's a different commitment because it's more to it than this pick that guy, pick that guy. You have to oversee that guy. The salary you got is just so many things that go into that that position. So I mean, it'll be interesting to see if again he has not been offered the job. I know there's wide speculation he's going to be offered the job, but yet still they still have that process they have to do.
Yeah, well, they have to interview. You know, all these jobs have Rooney Rule restrictions.
Yes.
So they have to interview candidates.
Yes.
And maybe by. I don't know if it's by Thursday they'll be able to do that so they can make the announcement of the team president then, because I know that there's a press conference Thursday. I don't know if it's coming next week. The other thing about it, though, too, is like just because we don't know 100% what they're going to do doesn't mean they don't know 100% what they're going to do. Yeah. And just because Matt Ryan or whoever hasn't been announced as the guy doesn't mean that person can't be interviewing these people.
Yep.
Like, I know that it would be against the rules to do that, but people break rules sometimes.
All the time. You know what I mean? And you think about Matt Ryan's young.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to be a young guy to have a position like that, you know? But
how old even is
Matt
Ryan?
Matt's 42, ain't he?
I don't even think he's 40, is he?
I think he's 42 or something like that.
He's 40.
Okay, he just turned 40. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, he's going to be a relatively young man doing this job. And he's going to be learning on the job, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing about it. That's the thing about it. You're going to have a potential. Potentially, you're going to have a first-year president, first-year GM, first-year head coach. I mean, that's a lot of learning on the job.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
That's true.
And so, I mean, that goes back to, you know, the patience aspect of that most sports fans nowadays don't have. There's going to be situations where you're going to see youngness prevail. Because it always does, you know, until you learn and grow. And not saying that you can't be a young, because, you know, McVay hit the ground running, you know. But I think that the biggest thing
he's
with
an
them,
outlier.
And that's the crazy thing about it. But what Lestem did was they kind of put it in a situation where they didn't realize, they didn't know how good he was then, but they had a feeling he was going to be good down the road. So let's get this guy now.
Right, right.
And see if. You know, and in 2 years.
Yeah. They also did a really smart thing of having, like you said, Les Snead, like a really established front office.
Then who would they get?
They got Wade Phillips as the defensive coordinator, who's, I mean, as tenured in the league as anyone could be. And they put a really good staff around him. Yeah. And then let's see if he's boy genius. Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, they were in the playoffs in the first year, right?
Yes.
I think the Falcons beat him. That's the last playoff win the Falcons have, is against the year one Matt. Or the year one Jared Goff and Sean McVay Rams all those years ago, which feels like a million years ago, probably the Falcons fans especially. But that is part of it. He would be learning on the job. Now, the good thing about learning on the job as a front office person and learning on the job as a coach is that if you make a wrong decision in real time, doesn't mean you lose the game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like all the stuff you do, and also you're going to have a vice president and you're going to have this person, you have people that you're sort of leaning on to make all these decisions. Coaches making decisions in real time, like game day.
Yes.
Oh, the clock is ticking down. Do I call my timeout? Like what do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of learning on the job is, you know, part of how you are 8-9 when maybe you could be 10-7 and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, that, yes, there's so many important things that they have to get right between now and when they kick this season off next year. The most important thing is who's playing quarterback, but who's coaching him?
That's
the most important
thing. It's the most important
thing.
Getting the quarterback is more important than GM and the head coach.
It is.
Getting a quarterback is the most vital thing this team can do right now. Mm-hmm. And I know that the most pressing thing that they're going to do is that right there as far as the front office head coach. But the most important thing they got to do is get a quarterback.
And it's
most
still,
important.
It might be Michael Penix.
Yeah, it might be.
But
might be.
Might not be.
Michael has a world of talent.
He does.
He has a world of talent. He just has the one thing that he has the one thing that when you saw him get drafted came true.
Yep.
The injury.
He's injury prone.
The injuries.
Yeah.
And you can't win with an injury prone quarterback.
No, you cannot. It's hard to know what you got when they're not out there.
Yes.
Which is exactly what the Hawks are going through right now. Although it doesn't seem like it's going to stop them from making a change.
Yeah, man. And we'll talk about
it. Yeah, let's get into that next. Because that's another huge story of the day is that Sounds like Trae Young's on the move. We'll get into that next in What's Trending here. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf Open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In the game.
The Hawks will fall to 11-10 on the road, 17-21 overall. And we'll keep an eye on what's happening the next 24-40 goes. Horn sounds, and that's it. So Toronto sweeps the four-game series against the Hawks. Two in Atlanta, two here in Toronto. And tonight's final score, the Raptors 118 and the Hawks 100.
They already played that many times?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like like we said a couple of weeks ago, it seems like they've played the same five teams two or three times each.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played the Raptors four times and haven't been able to crack that nut yet. Yeah, Randy, man. It's tough. Raptors, now, the Raptors are okay.
Raptors, I mean, have their number.
They're a pretty good team. They went out, they got Brandon Ingram last year at the deadline, right? Scotty Barnes is a nice player.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is.
Good player.
A nice player.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're better than the Hawks. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
They beat them four times, and their record's 22-15 and all that. The Hawks fall to 17-21. They are in a rough stretch right now.
We thought we're hoping that, you know, we're hoping they would just hurry up and get December over with.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue in January.
Yeah, it's been just as bad.
Yeah.
They're really not defending well at all. Obviously, they're still without everybody. Porzingis did play again last night, came off the bench, but pretty ugly stretch of basketball for the Atlanta Hawks. And that's not nearly the big story. The big story is the report that came out yesterday that the Hawks and Trae Young's agents have started to collectively work on trying to find a trade partner to send Trae Young out of Atlanta.
Right.
So that seems now when, not if. Obviously,
yeah.
The teams that have been listed, the most prominent team that was listed was the Washington Wizards. There's been a couple of other names that I think Trey suggested that he might want to go play for.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, it feels very likely that we've seen Trae Young play his last game in an Atlanta Hawks uniform.
Yeah, it does feel that way. It doesn't seem like he's going to come back this year to play for the Hawks, that is. And now you're in a thing where, and you know, the NBA is a lot different because you work with the player to get him to where they want to go. And then, but obviously, as an organization, especially if he doesn't have a no trade clause, you do his best for the organization. Now, the NBA is a lot different in that place. I'm sure they want to do right by Trey, I'm assuming, wherever he wants to go. And, you know, I don't know. I don't believe that if you're looking for, like, impact compensation for this team or this roster, you're going to get it. You're going to get some expiring contracts. And then the more you read, teams might want them to add with Trey.
That's what they want.
You know, and so. Okay.
This is sadly, yeah, you're right. It's gotten sadly to the point of like, you're going to have to kind of sweeten the pot for a team to take Trey.
Exactly.
And given that he can opt into a $50 million contract next year.
Right. And that's, remember yesterday, I mentioned, I was like, you know, he might opt in.
Uh-huh.
You know, but yeah, it'd be interesting because, you know, coming into the summer, when they did not give him the contract extension, you knew something was up because a franchise player, and Trey has been the franchise player, they usually get their extension.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he did not get his. And so that kind of had the writing on the wall. I know they wanted to see how all this meshed together, and what they played 43 minutes together, all three of the quote-unquote big three, 42 minutes.
less than 48.
Together, and you wanted to see how that works. But now it seems like it's not even a point of, okay, well, let's wait and let's see how this works. It seems like it's pretty much a wrap that he's going to be gone. Now, still has to be work and all those different things. And, again, the compensation is not going to be like you're getting a starter or something in this.
No.
You know, so.
No, you're getting expiring contracts.
Yeah, and so that's another thing when you think about, you know, Trey and things, because I think Trey is one of the best offensive weapons in ball. But everything else, we understand that what comes with it, and you didn't build the team around him. You thought you did with Porzingis to have a stronger, you know, forward big combination to help him out, you know, like they always have kind of done with smaller guards.
Yeah.
But his biggest thing, and I know he's a small guy, but be feisty. Defensively, be feisty.
Yeah.
And then the playing off.
Showed some of that last year.
Yeah, and he did. Yeah. And then, more importantly, play off the ball. I mean, there's so many different things that you could – and I'm not blaming Trey for anything. I don't want to come out here like, this is why. But to me, that's what it seems what it is.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think it this is the first time it's ever actually made sense for this to take place. Like, there's been rumors about moving on from Trey for years now,
right?
3 or 4 years, but it never made sense because why would you? He's the best player you have.
Right.
Like, he's the face of the franchise, and I think you still kind of owe it to his ability – to try to build something around him, and they did build something around him, and I still believe, and we'll never know, so I could still say this because I can never be proven wrong on it. I still believe that this group would have been really good if Trey would have been healthy and Porzingis would have been healthy, and we would have seen them play 40 or 50 games together. I don't think Trey would be getting traded right now if they were both healthy.
You could be right.
I think they built the right group around him for what he does and can't do to actually be able to win with him. But we'll never know.
Yeah,
because they played 3 games together.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it is if they are interested, if we do get a chance to possibly see that what you're talking about, then it's gonna have to be where okay, we can't trade. We can't make this trade if you're the Hawks. We can't make this trade, or other teams is like okay, we're just gonna fall back. That's the only way this is gonna happen because he's not gonna play until it's absolutely the point where they can't move him. Then you go okay, then we can go play.
Right.
And but there's still a possibility of him. I would be shocked if he goes and plays.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't play because if he goes and plays and gets hurt again, then it's even harder for him to get traded if he wants to get traded, which it clearly seems like he does. They're running out of time. Like, you needed to know by now if this group could win.
Right.
Now,
yes.
You don't know.
Unfortunately.
Now, you unfortunately don't know because of injuries, but you don't know. What you do know is you have a younger guy who's probably a better player.
Yes.
And that's the first time that that's happened. Like,
right.
That's why it makes sense now.
Yes.
Because Jalen Johnson is actually the prototypical player that you build a franchise around.
Yes.
He's a wing who can do it all, and he's bigger, and, like, and you know, you've got him signed to a really reasonable contract for his skill set.
Yes.
And you have that number one pick next year from the Pelicans. Like, To me, this all started then. When they got that pick, mm-hmm. it was like, all right, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And, but I think the biggest thing with it, because the interesting part about the pick was that. But then they had to have Jalen do it.
That's
so
right.
We kept seeing it.
That's right.
But Jalen had to stay healthy.
Jalen had to do this.
He had to do what he's doing now. Yep. And so now you're in a position where, okay, like you said, the prototypical part of where the league is now, be wing, two-way wings, and he is definitely that can do every aspect. We talked about kind of like a Ronald Acuna, 5-2 player. Jalen, he can better as a shooter. He's not all the way there. He can continue to get better.
Shoot. But he needs to get better defensively.
That was a surprising thing because increase his you're like, hold on, brother. Hold on. I thought you were supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
That's why you remember once I was like, why don't we guard Cade Cunningham? You know, why isn't he guarding Cade?
Yeah.
I probably see why.
Yeah. He focused on triple-doubles, which I'll take. I'll take a triple-double on a 6'8 guy who plays the passing lane slightly. You can build it. He's 24. But, the other thing, too, is, you know, there were, like, little stops along the way that was like, all right. You get this guy who's kind of developing, and you got him on a nice contract, and Jalen Johnson, he's emerged. You got that number one pick from the Pelicans somehow, which might end up being the number one pick in what looks like is going to be a really good draft, who might be your next true franchise player. And then when they didn't get a contract done in the offseason, this was always a possibility this year. Yeah.
When they didn't get the contract done,
and the only thing left is a player option for $50 million, you know.
But it speeds up.
Because if he doesn't opt in, then he leaves and you get nothing.
Yes.
And you can't afford to do that.
I don't know why he wouldn't opt in. But that's just me. That's just me.
Thinks to get more on the open market.
I mean, you can. You get.
Well, he'll get more than 50.
Yeah, I know that.
But
that's
probably
what I'm
not
saying.
Per.
Yeah, not
at this
per.
Point.
Not per.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the next thing becomes like what, you know. So Trey gets traded to the Wizards. That'd be kind of funny because Alex Sarr really didn't want to come here because he didn't want to play with Trey.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then he gets to go be teammates with Alex Sarr.
I don't see why you wouldn't want to play with him because he's gonna be serving you up, big fella.
I would think so.
He's going to be serving you up, big fella.
I would think so. But then it kind of does, unfortunately, get to that reality that we talked about last week of like, doesn't Trey feel like maybe he scores 30 and 10 for some bad team for the next 8 years? Mm-hmm. The Wizards are definitely that. They are a bad team. I don't know. It's a bummer. Trey's a really, really good player. It sucks that it was never able to really be tested this year, like fully realized this year. But it's always the trouble of trying to do this with a player that's so specific.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's just not a lot of leeway with a player of his type, of his size, mm-hmm. and the way that he plays offense and all of that kind of stuff. And again, I think that they built a really good roster around him this year, and I think they would have been good, but we never got a chance to find out. So,
friendly fire.
Probably got to cut bait and move on. I think they'll still be fine.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But then it goes back to another thing, the guy who wears all black on the sideline with the red glasses.
Uh huh.
Yeah. What are you going to do? That's all. Yeah.
He's going to pace.
Yeah.
He's going to pace and run his fingers through his hair a lot.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know, man. I don't know. 17-21 is not very good.
No. But it has been without Trey. But I know we were just talking just a second ago about the whole Falcons thing. I just saw Rappaport just said that Matt Ryan will interview for the job of the newly existing position of president of football operations. So this is the first one they've ever had.
Never had a president of football operations before?
This was newly created.
Okay.
And so, he will interview, say, Thursday or Friday for the job.
Okay. Yeah. So that press conference is going to happen Thursday then probably won't be to announce the president of football operations.
Right. It could. I mean,
do it in the morning.
I was about to say, I think the presser is at 11:30, so they interview them at 8:30.
Yeah.
Or just say, Matt, thanks for staying patient. You want the job.
Knock it out early?
Yeah.
Because they got to interview somebody else today and tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got to get somebody else in and everything like that. But that always goes back to that when, you know, and unfortunately, I know people that have went through this process to fill a quota.
Right.
And then,
to be the Rooney Rule quota.
But you kind of know that, but yet you can't be like, no.
Can't say no.
Because you never know.
Right, you never know.
You never know, so you can't.
And you might give a good interview to where in the future you end up getting it, which is what they say is a part of the hope with it all along.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I hope you get like they fly you out to the city, maybe get you like a nice tea time or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be some sort of amenities
something.
For the interview, right?
I ain't coming all the way out there for nothing, man. Yeah. I put together this damn PowerPoint all night.
Yeah, I got my resume redone. Look at that.
Look at the hell. Went to Kinko's, printed it out. Hey, the best place to catch college football postseason action is Twin Peaks. And this Thursday, me and Andy will be getting you ready for the semifinals with a special broadcast from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come out and enjoy all the eats, drinks, scenic views as we break down all the semifinals matches. That's me and Andy this Thursday, 11 to 2 on Sports Radio 99.
What time is that football game at?
7:30.
Oh, What time's our show?
11.
Oh. Well, yeah, come. That's a long day for you.
Pace yourself.
Yeah, you come during our show and you're going to stay for the game. Better mix in some waters. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conti's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Hawks and the Trae Young rumors and all of that. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. We'll get you caught up on everything that's happening around the league right now. And I'm sure something will happen between now and then as far as the hirings and firings and interviews and all that kind of stuff. Randy just gave you the latest report from the Falcons, which is that they'll interview Matt Ryan for the newly created president of football operations role later this week, either Thursday or Friday.
Yes. So, and if they want to announce it Thursday, then they just interview him Thursday morning.
Interview him in the
morning. A red eye. Let's see how focused he is. Now, Matt's been a quarterback for a long time, so they would be the first in the building anyways.
Sure, but let's see if he's still sharp.
Yeah.
Get him in there at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
No coffee. Who knows? Maybe the kids are hard to put to bed the night before. You never know how it is being a parent. I don't know. Yeah, let's see exactly, because that job's going to throw a lot at you.
Yeah, it is, man.
You're going to have to be on your P's and Q's. Anyway, Mike Conti joins us every single Tuesday at this time to talk all sorts of different topics, including the Atlanta Hawks. And obviously, there's some big news in Hawks land right now. Mike, how are you?
Yeah, hey, guy. Where do we start today? My goodness.
I know. I guess we'll circle back to the Falcons stuff because we spent 3 hours yesterday on it and the opening segment of the show and all that. The new news is that sounds like Trey's on the move, that it's actually going to happen. There's been rumors about Trae Young being traded by the Hawks for years now, but never really made any sense. Now it kind of does make a little bit of sense. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this news?
It's too bad.
It is.
It's really too bad. I'm sad about it. Trae, I think, first of all, you have to salute what he has done for the organization to this point. And he did get them to within 2 wins of the NBA Finals in 2021. It's not like that did not happen. Yep. Yes. So that's absolutely part
of
the legacy.
A great moment. A great memory.
Oh, could have been quite frankly.
Greatest?
In Atlanta franchise history? Yes.
It's the closest they've ever been to the NBA
Finals. Right. So absolutely. And he was responsible for that. So you're talking about being in Atlanta 55-plus years. Trae gave the Hawks their greatest moment in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It's not like that did not happen. I believe truly that deep down Trey wanted to play his whole career in Atlanta. I do feel that. And I say that because I think you look at the effort with which he played, the fact that he never took nights off, he never load managed himself or anything like that. He showed a lot of, I think, dedication and commitment to the Atlanta Hawks. But you get to a point where it just doesn't work out anymore, and the Hawks are clearly at that point. I'm sad about it because I think Trey, had he played his whole career here, probably would have gone down as the greatest Atlanta Hawk ever. Now maybe he goes as one of
right.
the greatest Atlanta Hawks ever. I'm also sad because, you know, from where I sit, someone who does all the games,
right?
Yeah, I don't go through this reset stuff again. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to do, at least for the remainder of this year.
Yeah.
You know, if the reports are accurate about potential destinations and the expiring contracts that could be coming back to the Hawks, these are not moves that are going to get the Hawks out of the 10 seed. And the Hawks are barely in the 10 seed right now. So I don't know. I understand the long-term plan here. I understand you want to build around Jalen Johnson. I get it. I think he's proven he's a player now that you can build around. The Hawks certainly have a very attractive draft pick coming up in that Pelicans draft pick in a loaded draft. So I do get it. I do understand. I'm not saying it's wrong. I get it.
Right.
Oh, but man. Yeah. Mm. You know, you were two wins away from the finals a couple of years ago, and now here you are. It's a bummer.
You're saying reset? Or what
reset.
Reset. Just yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, like, for example, you're going to trade Trey, let's say, to the Washington Wizards.
Right.
Who on the Wizards is coming in here? And I say Wizards because that's one of the reports.
Right.
Who on the Wizards is coming in here and taking the Hawks from a 10 seed to a 4 seed?
Nobody.
No one. There's only, that's what I mean.
There's only a couple players on that roster whose contracts even make sense.
Correct.
And CJ McCollum is an older player who comes off the bench.
Right. Yeah. I love CJ McCollum. Lehigh.
Sure.
I think had a 50-point game against the Hawks a couple weeks ago.
Like,
he could go nuclear. Don't get me wrong.
Andy talked about him.
He used to host a great weekly appearance on the Portland radio station.
Well, and let me tell you, like, I look forward to having him on this radio station if that's what they're going to do because he has a great podcast. Like, that'd be awesome. But no, let's look at this realistically. I mean, the four teams that I saw last night, and again, this is just what's been reported. Right. I don't know if there's any truth to it. Wizards, Celtics, Lakers, Heat. All right. Well, the Lakers aren't going to trade you LeBron or Luka. You know, they're going to give you kind of a platter of contracts. The Celtics aren't giving you Tatum or Brown or anything like that. You know, the Heat, I don't know about that.
No.
I mean, maybe best case you get like a Jaime Jaquez package, something like that. None of that is going to make a material difference in where the Hawks are this year. These are not moves that this year are going to put them over the top for anything. Now, down the road, when you can shed the expiring contracts, you build around your draft picks and Jalen Johnson. That's exciting to think about, but let's talk about this realistically. How long is that going to take?
Right.
You know, even the Spurs with Wemby, it took a while. The Pistons, doing great right now. How long did it take them with Cade Cunningham? And
right.
Cade Cunningham, I think, even sat out a year.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I get the long term of it.
Right.
I also get that, by all accounts, the Hawks and Trey are not aligned in how Trey values himself and how the team values Trey. In terms of just contractually and the money and all that.
They tried to get to the contract and they couldn't.
Yes. The Hawks could keep Trey Young right now if they thought he was a supermax player.
That's true.
Absolutely.
And Trey thinks he is one. Rightfully
yes, he
so,
does.
Right?
Rightfully so. And the Hawks have their opinions. And reportedly, also, again, I want to stress reportedly.
The Hawks' opinion on him not being one is also fair, too. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Him thinking he's that, them being like, oh, we're not so sure. I think that's okay, too.
Well, and I think you're going to learn a lot about how the league sets the market on Trey's value over the next couple days.
And my next question to you, Mike, are we surprised by the reported having to give compensation to and him for a team in order for a team to take him?
Am I surprised? No.
Okay.
I think that's a very if that is true,
right.
And I think that report has been retracted somewhat from last night.
Okay.
If that's true, though, I think that does tell you how the league is setting the market value on Trae Young right now. But I want to point out, it does sound like, I think that was a Mark Stein report,
right.
And it sounds like that aspect of the report may have been retracted.
Okay.
So just being very clear, I mean, look, protect that Pelicans pick at all costs.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that.
You got to protect that at all costs. That is next to Jalen Johnson, the most valuable thing you have in the Atlanta Hawks arsenal right now.
Oh, no, unless you're telling me you're giving up somebody, a superstar. Oh,
unless you're getting a superstar. Unless you're getting a
superstar. Or if you're giving up, like, you're not second giving up round picks or something. Yeah.
No, I'm saying, if you're giving up that Pelican pick, and Trey, if you're getting one of them dudes.
Now, every rumor that's involved the Hawks and someone, whether it's trading Trey or Anthony Davis or whatever, there was some Giannis stuff weeks ago, it all involves that Pelicans pick because everyone wants that pick, rightfully so. I mean, if you're giving it up, Giannis. It has to be something like that.
One of them dudes. Yes.
I'll tell you, I don't even know if I'd be thrilled with that.
Yeah.
With Giannis, and that is how much I value that Pelicans pick. Mm-hmm. Because how old's Giannis now?
30.
Like, if you're going to do what you're talking about here,
youth.
Go young, nail it in this deep draft, and let's see if we can figure this out on the fly. And by the way, I want to be really clear when I say reset. This isn't going to be like the 2017, 18, 19 Hawks.
No, it's not going to tank.
This is not the Josh Majette, Damian Jones. It's not that.
Yeah, man.
You will be competitive with Jalen Johnson and with, I think, Onyeka Okongwu, although I think he needs some help right now. I think just the Hawks' lack of size in the front court's being exploited a little bit. But with Jalen Johnson and Onyeka Okongwu, Dyson Daniels, if he can figure out the three-point issues he's had. The Hawks and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, absolutely. Like, you'll be competitive with that. That is not a tank lineup. I want to be, like, really clear on that.
No, that's not a tank team. You would be moving those guys
if
you were tanking.
Yeah, right.
I'm not suggesting, like, oh, God, we're going into a tank. But, you know, realistically, that's not a top four situation either.
Because that's what they are right now, and they're not top four.
Well, and that's the thing. So, like, all right, if you're moving Trey, are you materially impacting where you are right now, being in that mid, like, 5 to 10 range? And again, let's have an honest conversation about that. Does adding Trey back into this group right now get the Hawks into the top four? Not sure.
I'm not sure either. Yeah. And to me, that's the thing that's, I mean, the most frustrating thing would be to have to be, this is how Trae Young's tenure with the Hawks ends. Like, just really unsatisfying and frustrating. Yeah. But the second most frustrating thing is I do think they finally built a roster that was the right type of roster for Trae to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got to see it because he has been hurt for the majority of the year. And Kristaps Porzingis has been out for a lot of the year, too.
Oh, I really would have liked to have seen it, too.
I think they would have been pretty good. I don't know how good. I'm not saying I think they would have won the NBA championship.
But I sure would
like
have liked to have known.
Yeah, but I think that group, healthy, playing 36 minutes a night together, like, I think all of the reasons why we had optimism coming, I wasn't lying when the season started. I was like, I think this group could be really good together.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows now? I mean, we'll never know.
We'll never know. And by the way, you know, I think even when you say that, Andy, you and I were both very realistic about Porzingis. You and I were aligned. If you get 50 games out of him, that's great. And I would sure love to see it in those 50 games. It sounds like we'll never know. And I want to stress again, you know, nothing's happened yet. So a lot can change. Yeah. But look, I mean, all the indicators are there. I mean, Trey was on the road trip and didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve even said Trey went out during a timeout in New York to try to get the crowd to react to him a little bit, which I thought was kind of interesting. Like he went on the floor and took a free throw or something like that.
Man, did they? Is that how long ago that was that they didn't even react?
Oh, I think they did.
Oh, did they? Okay.
No, they definitely did. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. So, look, I mean, I think we'll have more time to reflect on Trey and his legacy and what he did if and when things happen. I just say again, I'm sad that it ends now, apparently, and not 10 years from now when Trey would retire, because he gave the city a lot of great moments. And frankly, I'm a little uncomfortable with how underappreciated it seems he has been, especially over the last year, and this narrative that the Hawks are better without him.
Right.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, we'll see. I don't think that's true.
Not today. Not today. No. Like they might find a way to be better in a couple of years.
Yeah.
If that's how it plays out. But yeah, I mean, I don't think they're better today. Why do you think now for him? Like, what do you think?
Well, for Trey.
Yeah, because it sounds like, I mean, they came to the Hawks, his agents, and were like, "Hey, let's try to find a landing spot."
I mean, it's a good question. They had an opportunity in October to extend him.
Yeah.
They didn't. That was probably the writing on the wall. Now you're closing into within a month of the trade deadline. Right. So deadline spur action. I would assume it's only to do with that and nothing else.
Yeah.
Real quick take on the Hawks. I mean, the Falcons.
I had to do it. You know, Raheem, as I tweeted on Sunday night, very widely respected by players, widely respected around the league. Seems like a great guy. Just made way too many game management errors and maybe some personnel management errors too to justify his return as head coach. I don't think Arthur Blank could look at a fan in the eye and say, "Hey, look, we're going to run it back," and expect that to be accepted. So I get it. Terry Fontenot, kind of the same thing. Like Fontenot's legacy will—it's like Trey. It will absolutely include nailing it on Bijan Robinson, nailing it on that Pierce Walker thing. Like, got it. Yes, great job. The Falcons have a good roster. The Cousins-Penix decision is going to be his Waterloo, and unfortunately that's going to be a big part of his legacy. Drafting Pitts where he drafted him, also a big part of the legacy. It had to happen. I just don't think Arthur Blank could look at a fan in the eye and say, "We're good with running it back the way we have it right now." And I look, it's a tough decision. I give Arthur Blank a lot of credit. We talk again about how deadline spur action, 8 straight years without a winning season, that's tied for the longest stretch in franchise history. I know how competitive Arthur Blank is. He does not want the record for that to happen under his watch.
Right.
And these are the moves that you're going to have to make, and hopefully you nail it in order to kind of get out of the hole that they're in right now.
Mike, we appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Great stuff, as always. A very action-packed news week already. It's only Tuesday, not even noon on Tuesday. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Hopefully something good, maybe. Maybe
let's
it'll be good.
So. Let's hope.
Maybe something good. Because all this has been firings and trades and all kinds of stuff. All right, we'll come back with an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.